Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 17 years of broadcasting success, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience here in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. We're glad that you all could be with us. Also, those joining us through online affiliates around the world, we're glad you all could tune in as well. Well, I think all of us at this point realize how precious life can be, but maybe you're not living the life that you know you were destined to be. What can lead you in that direction? How can you gain that appreciation and hope for life and be able to share that with others? Our next guest has definitely learned how to do that, and she's sharing it in her new book. We're excited to welcome Tiffany Mosier to our program. Tiffany is the author of the book, Beauty Beyond the Threshold, How International Volunteering Saved My Life. We'll talk to Tiffany not only about the writing of the book, but also what it's been like for her to share her powerful story with the world. Tiffany, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here today.
Well, Tiffany, a lot for us to talk about in this book, but I think the main thing that really impressed me so much, and we can kind of begin the conversation here, is your transparency. Did you have moments when you were writing this book that you realized how much of yourself you were sharing with the world?
Yes, it was very humbling and very difficult to write it all down. A lot of the stuff that I wrote about in the book, my depression and the darkness of how bad it got was something that not a lot of people knew about very close to me. I mean, I even had to call my parents before I published and said, look, you know, you're about to read some stuff that you have no idea happened, and it might be a little bit hard for you to see. But I felt that it was important to share these things because it's, you know, for so long I felt I was so alone in my struggles. And I realize now I wasn't, and I want other people to realize, too, that they're not alone, that other people can identify the things that they're going through.
Yeah, and that really comes through, Tiffany. I have to say, if that was the intent, that is something that definitely comes through. And I love the fact that you're able to do it in such an honest and open way. And you talked about even showing appreciation for the little things. And again, we live in a time where, unfortunately, we take so much for granted. What was that like for you to kind of slow down and to realize the things that, quite honestly, that you were taking for granted?
It was a really great learning experience, honestly. You know, for so long, yes, I took the things around me for granted. I just thought that my life was just so hard. And it wasn't until I started going and volunteering in these places that have been devastated by, natural disasters that I really began to see what truly matters in life. And learning those lessons and seeing how, how people who have had their lives completely uprooted and have been caused such great devastation, how they can hold on to hope and how they can have faith that everything's going to turn out okay in the end, it made me realize that my problems really aren't that big. And therefore, I got to learn how to kind of look at a new perspective of things on life. And that also helped me come out of my depression a little bit, too.
You write this in the book, for those who have the print edition, Tiffany, on page 134, in kind of reflecting on the places you've been and how that helps you in staying present, you say this: being out there in the jungle with just the basic necessities, displaced from normal day-to-day life, felt so freeing and therapeutic. I thought back to my time in Puerto Rico. Each time that I was in a situation where I had to live more simply and with less than I was used to in my daily life, I was reminded of what really matters the most, being in the presence of good company, having the flexibility to adapt, and feeling purpose made life feel sweeter and more fulfilling. Was that also your hope for us as the reader, to be able to look at where we are and to have that appreciation for those things too?
Yes. I think, we get wrapped up in a society where material things are so important and seem to be the thing that people strive for to earn us some happiness. the more things we have, the more money we have. But really what I found, and, you know, this may not work for everybody, but what I found was that no matter what material things I had surrounding me, no matter how much money I had in the bank, I still lacked that sense of fulfillment that I found when I was serving other people, you know, through my volunteer work, through being surrounded by people who are, you know, kind and very close to me, that are uplifting and empowering. And those are the things that I found that, you know, no amount of material or money can buy, is that peace of mind and that feeling that you have when you're helping other people and just giving your time and helping make other people's lives easier. And it's just a great feeling. It's hard to put into words. I did my best during the book to do that, but it helped me.
Yeah, and I think it helps all of us. And I think, too, it helps us sometimes in ways that we may not even expect. So I have to ask you this question, though. I mean, so much of us in life, we talk about taking a figurative journey through life. What made you want to make a literal journey around the world?
Well, I'm an introvert, and I'm naturally just very kind of closed off, very shy. And I just kind of got myself into this comfort zone bubble that was filled with fear and paranoia and worry. And that's what felt safe and comfortable for so long. But then I realized, you know, those methods of thinking were not healthy for me. And I felt like maybe I needed to explore what's beyond that comfort zone. And maybe that's where I'll find happiness. So I thought, well, why not go big and travel somewhere? That would be kind of a good thing, but to travel by myself would put me out of that comfort zone as far as having someone there with me to do all the talking, because, you know, I'm shy. So when I would travel before, I would rely on whoever I was with to have the conversation, you know, to have to get me around and things like that. So I was like, maybe I just need to travel by myself. And then, like, why not throw construction work on top of it? Let's go volunteer and do some disaster response work. And I just kind of went really, really big very quickly. And I was scared to death. I'm not going to deny that. It was, you know, when I was thinking about doing this, I had to schedule it so soon in my, you know, I scheduled it for 2 weeks later after I came up with the idea, because I knew I would talk myself out of it. I just knew how my mind worked, and I'm so glad that I just took the jump and did it. And part of me too, you know, with why I wanted to travel was I studied anthropology for my bachelor's degree, and so learning about new cultures and ways of life and just experiencing how different people live around the world is something that I wanted to see, and I knew I wasn't going to be able to do that until I left and went to go explore those different areas of the world.
You know, there are a couple of things also that stood out to me in reading the book, Tiffany. We're going to let our audience know at the end of this segment how they can get their own copy of it. But the first thing I thought was so interesting was how much you were able to not just to be in the world, but to really see the world. You even commented in the book about seeing, you know, these beautiful places and thinking about something, you know, so you know, incredible being in this world and being able to enjoy the food and have that experience. How did that help you in your appreciation just for the world that you live in general?
I think, you know, when you get removed from your daily life and your daily routine and you know, don't get me wrong, I love my work, my coworkers, I love my job, and I love my children. But being so far removed from all of those things, taken out of my normal day-to-day reality, and just experiencing what life is like through the eyes of others, it's an amazing experience. You know, for me, I have had some of the most wonderful conversations with the individuals who I was helping, you know, help fix their homes or rebuild the schools for their children. And, you know, seeing different things that normal tourists, if you go, you know, travel somewhere and go, say, in the touristy locations, you know, where I'm going in these disaster response areas is off the beaten path, you know, to say the least. And I'm seeing different areas of places that not a lot of people get to go. So, you know, there's different cuisines, there's different cultural practices, there's just so many different new things to experience. And I feel like that's a really cool way to see a different parts of the world that you might not get to see if you're just going and staying on an all-inclusive resort somewhere, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. And I think, again, that is one of the big things. You also, you know, I love to be able to learn from those around me. You even learned from the animals on page 164 of the book as you were traveling. You noted how you wrote, it was so interesting to see those majestic creatures just standing in the middle of the busy city street without a care in the world, almost seeming like they didn't mind the chaos going on around them. That struck me, Tiffany, when I read it, because I think they, like us, are living in a world full of chaos right now, and how you can be unbothered by it. How were lessons like that something that you try to hold on to, that even when things are not the way you would like for them to be, or, you know, there may be some chaos there, how you can still find that peace?
Yeah, so the part that you're referring to for the listeners is when I was in Nepal, and I'm in Kathmandu, and in the Hinduism religion, cows are sacred. So you're in the middle of this bustling city in Kathmandu, and there's these enormous cows just in the middle of the street, and all the traffic is weaving around them, and they're just very careful not to disturb these cows. And I found it so odd, yet, you know, I'm in a new place in the world, so I'm just seeing all this for the first time, but yet I when I saw this cow, and I'm seeing all this craziness going around, all these cars coming from all these different directions, and scooters and people, and it's loud, it's the pollution, so much noise, but she was just standing there, just very poised, very calm, and just like without a care in the world. And I as I looked at her, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, there's all this craziness going on around her, but she's so calm. What can I learn from that? And my, you know, what I learned from that was I can remain calm and strong when there's so many things going on around me that are beyond my control. And how I was able to learn that lesson was over the years, I've learned to always kind of keep an open mind and be mindful of my surroundings, because sometimes you may notice things that you normally wouldn't see. If I was, you know, I could have been, you know, as we were driving through, just buried in my phone, scrolling through Facebook, and I would have never seen the cow, and I would have never learned that lesson. So there's a lot of, you know, I've learned to just kind of be more aware of my surroundings and be willing to learn different things, because sometimes you find those little life lessons that come to you when you least expect it. And the moment maybe lasted, you know, from the time we drove past her, but it seemed like time slowed down for a reason, and that was because I needed to learn that and experience that, and it was really cool. I think to anybody else, it could have been, oh, look, a cow, and drove past, but I kind of needed to see why I was shown this really unique thing. So I would encourage readers, you know, when you're out and about, just kind of look around and see, because sometimes things come to you when you least expect it in the most unexpected ways.
Yeah. The last thing I want to talk to you about, Tiffany, is something you mentioned in the latter part of the book, and I think it's an interesting conversation to have, and that is your relationship with fear. Talk to us about that. How did your idea of fear and how you handled it, how did that evolve in this journey?
So when I was in my mid-20s, and as this kind of unfolds in the beginning of the book, I went through a divorce that was very traumatizing for me, and it led me to have this immense fear of abandonment. What I did with that in the relationship I did grow to have with fear was that I began to trust in fear. I began to believe that if I constantly prepared for the worst, if I always looked for the negative things that were happening around me, if I, you know, thought that there's no such thing as good, because the rug's going to get ripped out from underneath you again. Always be prepared. And that became a very comfortable thing for me to feel. It was just a natural thing to feel. And that was very hard to break because I just trusted that fear so much. And, you know, my ex-husband, when we were married, he told me, he's like, you need to stop trusting in fear and trust in love. Try to find the positive things in life and hold on to those good things because that's what's going to drive you forward. But I was so scared to do that. I just felt like, no, because when things are going good and I don't have my guard up, that's when bad things happen. And I just kind of had to learn to place that trust in love once again. And I learned how to do that over time through these experiences where I was able to travel and learn more about myself through volunteering, through building my confidence and increasing my self-esteem. And that's when I was able to kind of break that trust and the fear.
Yeah, I think that is it. I want to ask you this, and it may seem like a strange question, but when our audience reads Beauty Beyond the Threshold, I think they'll understand it at that point. What was it like for you to trust yourself again, Tiffany, to be able to trust that you knew what you could do and what you could be and knowing it was okay for you to be happy?
It was very – when I finally got to that point, it felt so, so good. I had tried so long to find that sense of purpose again. And once I did, and I kind of got addicted to that adrenaline of wanting to go volunteer and help more people. And as I kept continuing to do it and I was learning new skills, response work, my confidence increased, my self-esteem increased. And I got to the point where I was actually proud of myself for the first time in a very, very long time. And it feels so good. You know, interestingly enough, people around me began to see it, and they're like, what's your secret? Wow, you're so, like, what's going on? And so I would tell them, and then they're inspired. They want to go help and volunteer in their communities. They want to see how they can push themselves out of their comfort zone and see how they can increase their confidence. And so it's been a really great turn of events from being so scared and isolated and alone from years ago.
Well, you were definitely worthy of it, and so glad that you're able to see that for yourself, Tiffany, and that our audience will be able to realize that it's true for them, too. Again, everyone, Tiffany Mosher has been our guest. Beauty Beyond the Threshold is the title of her book, How International Volunteering Saved My Life. You can get it, of course, through our friends at Amazon.com. Tiffany, let our audience know, how can they stay connected with you?
Sure. So I'm on Facebook, Tiffany Mosher Author, or on Instagram, Author Tiffany Mosher. I love interacting with everyone, so you know, send me a message. You can also send me an email, tmosher.author@gmail.com. And you know, I just love, you know, talking with people and hearing their stories, so feel free to reach out.
All right, and we've tagged her on our Facebook page to make it easy for you guys. Tiffany, great conversation with you. Thank you so much for the time, and looking forward to having you back on the program again.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You as well. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb-Singh, as always. Enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.